One of the biggest shopping days of the year is kicking off. Yes, it is Black Friday, the official start to the Christmas shopping season. Now, yes, this is originally an American tradition. It's the day after Thanksgiving when stores open their doors to bargain hunters wanting to take advantage of the huge discounts on offer. Courier companies are also expecting a surge in business from online shopping globally during Black Friday weekend, which also apparently includes Cyber Monday. Our reporter Ella Stewart is at Auckland's Sylvia Park and joins us now. Hi, Ella.
Morena, Corin.
All righty. What's the scene down there? I understand a few people are already queuing up to get some bargains.
Yeah, well, the Christmas tunes are pumping here at Sylvia Park, but not many people are here. It's New Zealand's biggest mall and it opens at 9 a.m. Those that are here are at Starbucks getting their morning coffee. I spoke to one customer who's waiting outside of the warehouse. That opens at 8 a.m. an hour earlier. They're hoping to get in early before the crowds arrive. And retailers also seem busy getting prepared for the day ahead.
What are the hot ticket items, do you think? Technology seems to be a bit of a go-to in this in 2020.
Yeah, well, according to data from Price Spy, mobile phones were the biggest, most popular items on Kiwi's shopping list on Black Friday last year. But the data shows that these items offered have the smallest discount of the day and an average discount of 2%. And the second item are headphones. They are offered at an average discount of 9%. Noel Leeming are offering some of these deals today. They've got 30% off all whiteware and other deals on smartphones. And most of the deals at Noel Leeming are ending on Monday, Cyber Monday.
All right. We don't want to give these guys too much advertising. But listen, what I am interested in is, so if you've got Cyber Monday and you've got Black Friday online deals, the competition between your bricks and mortar stores and the online retailers, the bricks and mortar guys, the Sylvia Parks, they've got to offer something else, don't they? The experience, the easy car parking. What's your sense for how they're going to bring people in?
Well, another reporter told me this morning that last night at St. Luke's, it was really busy. And the mall were cordoning off parking spots and charging $5 for premium parking spots close to the mall to make it easier to shop. Usually these parking spots at St. Luke's are free. So I'm not sure if they'll probably be doing the same thing this morning, but I haven't been there. They'll be offering those premium parking spots to get in. And I think it's also that thing of a fear of missing out. A lot of people are coming to Sylvia Park today because they feel like they'll miss out otherwise. They don't want to shop online, they want to come in.
Well, there is that too, isn't there? That we know that shipping and getting things across the border is a little bit more difficult this year, so perhaps the bricks and mortar stores will do better. I'm just wondering too, what's the Christmas vibe down there? Do you get a sense that there's a fun Christmas vibe to your shopping at the mall?
Yeah. Well, like all the decorations are up. So as I said before, the Christmas tunes are absolutely pumping. I think people are coming down to get their early shopping done before Christmas, so they can get it out of the way. This is the first, this is the start of Christmas shopping. So I think, it's quiet. I think it will get busy. Maybe people will have a bit of fun today, Christmas shopping for their whānau.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Ella Stewart, our reporter there at Sylvia Park.